This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, how to plan group trips that don't bust your budget or your friendships, when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices, and more. So travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to Boldly Go Travels. You're about to hear the audio from one of our recent YouTube videos. For the full experience with drone footage, hotel walkthroughs, and all the visuals from our adventures, head to the Boldly Go Travels YouTube channel or just click the link directly to the video in the description. Enjoy the show. So don't be fooled by the photos. The Hyatt Zilara Rose Hall is not your typical adults-only resort. It's part romantic retreat, part party hub, and all connected with a family playground. That mix can either be your dream setup or a real letdown. So in this review, I'll show you what the rooms are really like, how the overall vibe compared with other resorts that we've had, the food and the drinks that stood out, how Club Mobe made our arrival so smooth, and even a couple transportation hiccups that guests should plan around. Now, before we dive in, just a quick note. I was actually one of the best men in my friend's wedding during the time that we were here, which meant I was more focused on overall wedding events and celebrating than filming. So while I don't have as much footage as I usually would, I still wanted to do this review because if you're considering staying here, there's a lot of things that you'll want to know before booking. So by the end of this review, you're gonna know if this resort fits your style, whether that's for a honeymoon, a big group celebration, or a family trip that mixes adults with kids. And one of the biggest factors shaping that decision is how the resort and how the overall property itself is set up. So if you're new to the channel, my name is DeAndre. I'm a Forbes recognized financial advisor, and along with my wife, Taryn, we travel the world sharing luxury hotel reviews, destination tips, and sharing our experiences that are designed to help you revolutionize your own adventures. If that sounds like your vibe, then hit the subscribe button and stick around. So most people assume that the Zilara and the Ziva are two different resorts standing side by side. But the reality is more different. On paper, Zilara is marketed as the adults-only luxury side, while as the Ziva caters to families. But in practice, though, they're actually connected as if they were just one giant property. You can walk from one to the other without hitting any sort of gate or security check or anything like that, and it makes the experience very different depending on what you're looking for. Now, the wedding that we attended was actually at the Ziva, and most of the guests that came stayed there with their families. But it was really nice having an option to be so close, but still in an adults-only area, which as a couple with no kids and no plans for them, that was our preference. So at first, I thought that that meant a ton of variety, but I realized it also meant less separation than you'd expect, and that may be important to you. So if someone books the Zilara imagining total privacy, the reality might feel a little less exclusive if you want to go to some other restaurants or view some of the main shows, which are on the Ziva side only. And now, to be really clear, it doesn't ruin the vibe, but it's just not the same as a secluded, like adults-only property where you never cross paths with kids if that's what you're looking for. So during our stay, we were hopping between both the sides, and that honestly felt super natural. We were hanging out with our friends, and we had a great experience. In fact, we probably spent, honestly, most of our time on the Ziva side with all of our friends that had kids. One of the nights that we were there, we had dinner at the French restaurant that's on the Ziva side, and while on the map, it showed that there's actually an adults-only section, everyone was together, and that wasn't an issue at all. Another night, we went for jerk chicken by the beach, and again, it's open to everybody. And in fact, the Jerk Hut is actually in front of the family pool area. So if you ever want to get some quality jerk chicken, well, you're going to have to go over to the Ziva side regardless. So things like that mean that the food options were multiplied, but that blurs the line of what adults only really means, because there's only a couple of restaurants that are actually in the adults only side. So the overall atmosphere leaned a lot more social and energetic rather than quiet and romantic. I'm talking live music, DJs, even glow parties were happening at night. And that worked perfectly for a wedding group like we were part of. But if you were honeymooners expecting total tranquility, that may be a little bit more lively than you're looking for. Because if you've stayed at resorts like Secrets or Sandals, you'll pretty quickly notice a difference. So Secrets Resorts typically runs that completely separate adults-only enclosed bubble with a very calm vibe. If you never leave the resort, you'll never see a kid. But Hyatt designed the Zilara and the Ziva to be really a blend. You gain a lot more variety, but you lose that private bubble feeling. On the upside though, you can slip in and out of the vibe that you want. Zilara has smaller adults-only pools and bars, whereas Ziva gives you more dining and family-friendly activities. So it really comes down to what is your style. And by the way, if you want to learn how to revolutionize the way that you travel and stretch your budget further, I host a weekly Top 100 Travel podcast where we dive into how to use points and miles to unlock luxury travel experiences. We're talking everything from $10,000 business class flights that we paid for less than the price of economy for, to resort stays like this, oftentimes five-star resorts, which we stayed here using points. So we actually ended up paying nothing out of pocket for our room and ended up saving over $3,600 for our stay. You can scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the description to check it out if that's your thing. Now, first impressions can really shape your whole trip before you even reach the resort. And in Montego Bay, that starts with immigration. Club Mobe's VIP arrival service is one of the best investments I think you can make if you're going to a resort here in Montego Bay. Because for only about $40 or $50, you get fast-tracked through long lines with a personal escort, plus a lounge on arrival with drinks and snacks while you wait for your ride. Now, the key here, though, is you have to pre-book if you want that arrival fast-track and experience. Now, on the way back, if you have a credit card with access to Priority Pass lounges, you can actually use that to fast track through security on departure and relax in one of the lounges before your flight. And if you'd like a link to the Club Mobe experience, we'll add that in the description below so you can book just like we did. And for us, it was an incredible experience. So we booked it, and when we landed, our names were on a placard. And within minutes, we were through immigration, bags in hand, and actually enjoying our first rum punch in the lounge while we waited for our transportation. And without it, you're essentially looking at winding lines and queues that can easily stretch for 30 minutes or an hour or more, depending on how many planes landed at the same time as you and how close to the front of the plane you are. And also, I'd say that transportation was another lesson. A lot of people pre-book shuttles, but those sometimes didn't leave until they were full or until other people were landing on that same flight. So we ended up skipping in and grabbing a taxi, only $35 on the way there, $40 on the way back, and we were at the resort in about 20 minutes. Honestly, it's a small difference in cost, but it was absolutely worth the time that we saved. So my arrival tip for you is super simple. I would recommend you book Club Mobe in advance. Pair that with just getting a private taxi and you'll start your trip relaxed and instead of frazzled. So our stay started in a standard garden view room, and it wasn't bad. I mean, honestly, it was functional and clean, but it felt closer to a mid-range hotel than honestly a Caribbean escape. It really wasn't much different than a room at a Hyatt Place. And a lot of other people commented that they were surprised that the rooms were so kind of plain for a luxury Caribbean resort feeling. However, because of our status, We were hoping for a room upgrade, and we were able to get one. Because the next day, a large conference had cleared out, and thanks to our globalist status, we were moved into an Ocean View Junior Suite. And the difference was absolutely night and day. The suite was bright, it was modern, it was spacious, with marble-style flooring and a balcony big enough to sit on and enjoy the ocean horizon and everything else. The views were incredible, you were closer to the music. That's when it finally felt like a vacation. Now, that being said, the transition process was really the only hiccup. Our key card actually got deactivated before we could pack while we were still relaxing at the pool, so we had to scramble back to pack up our room in our bathing suits while a bellman waited at the door for us because he had the master key card. So my tip here would be, if you have an upgrade pending, confirm the timing with the front desk and ask to keep your current key active until you're actually ready to move. But once we were settled, the suite upgrade was absolutely worth it. The view, the space, and the overall feel of the trip shifted from feeling kind of ordinary and plain to actually feeling pretty special, because that really felt like a luxury Caribbean resort once we moved rooms. Now let's talk food. Overall, the food scene there was pretty solid. The Jerk Shack was hands down the MVP of the trip because it was open until 3 a.m. and that's with jerk chicken and Jamaican beef patties that were perfect after a wedding and the after party and the nightclub and everything else. The French restaurant was a nice surprise. It had a much more relaxed dress code and feel than other French restaurants we've been to at other all-inclusives. I was thankful I didn't have to wear pants. I could wear shorts, which was really nice. The drinks were consistent across the board. The rum punch was our favorite choice of drink. It was actually pre-made at almost every single bar, and it's poured over ice, so you never have to wait long for them to make it, and I love a good rum punch, and it was fantastic the entire time. The entertainment leaned very lively. I'm talking glow parties, pool, DJs, and even a twerk contest on the adult side, of course, but all of that kept the energy really high. If you want more quiet evenings, this may not be your place. But if you're there traveling with a group or you're looking for fun and energy, I'd say the vibe is pretty perfect here. Because even the club on scene went until midnight every single night, and it was actually pretty fun, and at most times it was pretty packed. It wasn't that awkward, very empty resort club that you often find at the place that was designed for being quiet and for relaxation. So as far as a few extras and tips, one of the things to note is that the cabanas have a cost. Now, with globalist status comes some discounts, which is good to know, because those cabanas can be pretty expensive, and whether you're at the pool or the beach, you're going to shell out some dollars. It's not actually included in your stay, but we did get a 50% discount, which was nice. We ended up booking the cabana, and then pretty much the whole wedding party just kind of crashed around our space, which was really nice. The beach has super calm waters, and they're actually enclosed in a jetty with fine sand, which made it for easy swimming, and it's really perfect for inflatables. So our group actually had a bunch of inflatables that the bride and groom provided everybody, which was nice. So the water was so calm, we could just float in the water with our inflatables. So if you're the type to want to bring those like hammock floaties or whatever it may be, you absolutely could and enjoy them there, not just in the pool, but in the beach as well. Now, one thing to note that seemed to be a common theme is I would say make sure you confirm any and all of your pickups multiple times. We had a number of friends miss excursions and even miss their airport shuttle because the drivers just didn't show up. And our friends didn't know anything wrong. They booked it. They were told what time to be at the lobby, and the driver never showed up. So I would really recommend that you confirm multiple times that your excursion is going to be there, your driver is going to be there, but just know it's the Caribbean. A lot of times they're on island time, so you never know what could happen. So here's the bottom line. The Hyatt Zilara Rose Hall is the best for travelers who want energy, group fun, or if your scenario where you're a couple mixed with family and you want to share the same place but still have your space. It shines for weddings, milestone celebrations, the nightlife was fantastic, and late night bites were incredible, especially at 3 a.m. If you're looking for a totally secluded, romantic, adults-only bubble, you may be happier at a Secrets or a Sandals property. But if you want the flexibility to mix in romance with group energy and enjoy lively entertainment along with some quieter corners, this resort absolutely delivers. Don't forget to use Club Mobe to fast track your experience when you arrive, which I think was an absolute godsend, but also to relax on the way back. Make sure to confirm every excursion and transfer twice, since mistakes do happen. And if you're a globalist, make sure to reap all the perks and discounts that you absolutely can and try to push for that upgrade, but also always do it in a responsible and polite manner. So, question for you, would you prefer the calm adults-only escape or more of the lively all-inclusive with the crossover energy like the Zalara and the Ziva? Drop your thoughts in the comments and don't forget to like and subscribe for more luxury hotel reviews, travel experiences, and more. We'll see you in the next one.
Travel doesn't just happen when you get on a plane. I'm Pauline Frommer, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore not just where to go, but how to bring travel into your everyday life through books, shows, and stories that shift your perspective, plus insights on smart destinations, timely trends, and interviews with the people shaping the way we explore. Find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or voyescape.com.